Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear night over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with mild temperatures making it pleasant to be outdoors. Haifa is also enjoying a warm evening under starry skies. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. The U.S. has hit three Iranian tankers after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps fired missiles at American warships. This comes from Ynet. Also, earlier this hour, U.S. Central Command confirmed missile launches at an American aircraft carrier and a destroyer by Iran. This report comes from Walla. Also this hour, three people have been killed in IDF strikes in Lebanon following a Hezbollah drone attack on Israeli troops. Times of Israel reports from earlier today. Separately, Israel's arrest of Hamas security chief Moeen al-Arabid in Gaza City is seen as a strategic shift. This development was covered by JNS earlier today. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran may be planning a coordinated attack on Israel. This could involve multiple regional groups. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 highlighted Iranian concerns over U.S. sanctions, stating they threaten international law. This was posted earlier today. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, criticized great powers for underestimating their adversaries, citing a recent Wall Street Journal story. He posted this earlier today. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, shared that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism on CNN, specifically calling out Hassan Piker. This was breaking news posted earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tension in the Persian Gulf. U.S. Central Command reported that U.S. naval vessels evaded missile attacks from the Iranian military earlier today. Despite the threat, there were no American casualties. This incident raises concerns about escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Turning to developments in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reported earlier today that IDF strikes killed three individuals and wounded 23 others following a drone attack by Hezbollah. The strikes targeted Hezbollah members and infrastructure in response to the aggression. This escalation in hostilities could destabilize the region further. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the arrest of Hamas security chief Moeen al-Arabid by Israeli forces marks a significant tactical move. As reported by JNS, this action underscores Israel's approach to exert pressure without engaging in full-scale war. The arrest signals a shift in the rules of engagement in Gaza, potentially affecting future interactions. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post earlier today highlighted concerns over Iran's potential coordinated attack on Israel. With tensions high, Israel remains vigilant against threats from Hezbollah, Hamas, and other pro-Iranian groups. The implications for regional security are profound, as any coordinated effort could lead to broader conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reported earlier today that prospective buyers in Israel's new build market should carefully check developers and verify construction progress before signing contracts. Despite opportunities, some projects face delays. Separately, Walla Business noted that Omri Kaspi, former basketball player, has raised another $250 million for his investment fund. This move reflects growing investor confidence with plans to invest in startups in both Israel and the U.S. And finally, Globes announced that Omri Kaspi's Swish Ventures has closed a $250 million fund. This completion brings the firm's assets under management to about $800 million, marking a significant expansion in their financial reach. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.